Do you want me to tell you what I know about Dutta, the way she was, or do you want to put some questions? I tell you everything I know.
You're the daughter of...
Of her sister.
Of her sister, which...
And I was this special... I don't know. There is... Normally, I'm a niece, but I was a special niece, because if she would have died, Dutta would have been my mother, my new mother.
Like... God, sort of, daughter, yeah. Patentante.
Yeah, because the woman who wrote, we are no relatives. She must be, I don't know, crazy. I mean, what am I if I'm not a relative?
No, you're a family member. You're the daughter of Gertrude's sister.
Yeah. And when I was little, my mother was very, very often in hospital. Very often. She had all the women's diseases. I don't know. I don't remember because I was tiny. I was little. And I was very, very often with my grandparents in Hirschfeld, who lived about 1 kilometer from Dutta.
Okay.
And I was with Dutta and Werner very often because I loved them. They were so interesting. And they were people with lots of money and lots of stuff and lots of animals. And the car, I loved the Citroën DS. I don't know if you know that one, the goddess from Citroën. Mm-hmm. And my uncle, he owned one. And I was always with Werner. We drove to the Mosel River alongside the mountains. And I drove with Werner in his Citroën DS. And I loved it. I really loved them both because they were very special people. And Werner were taken by me when I was younger, when I was young.
Okay. Yeah,
even the photographs of people of the American something club, they were taken by me, some of them. I don't know which, but I took many photographs, because and my father, when we were there, he had a Kodak something, photo apparat,
camera.
Yeah. And we took many photographs. Some people will want a proof, and that's the proof, because you can see the family record, and you can see I'm the daughter of Anneliese, and Anneliese was the sister of...
And spending time with them.
Four years.
What do you remember? Do you remember all the little dogs, or how did they manage? Yeah. You said they had 70 dogs.
It was in 67, and I remember especially one dog, but he wasn't a Yorkshire, but they had Yorkshires already. But there was one dog, he was called Jackie, and it was a Tibetan terrier. Tibetanian terrier, temple dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he was, near Hirschfeld, there was the army base, the American army base. And once the GIs were called back to America, almost everybody set their dogs free in the woods.
Oh.
Or threw them over the fence at Dutta's home.
Oh, wow.
Dutta found so many mornings, she came outside and there was a Yorkshire terrier, a new one in the garden. This happened quite often. And Jackie... was found in the woods. I think he was found in the wood, or he was thrown over the fence. I don't remember exactly, but he just reacted on English words. he was a leftover from the base.
Yeah.
And they loved every dog they had, even if it wasn't a Yorkshire Terrier. They loved all of them.
Yeah.
I remember even earlier, because they had a house... I don't know if they were the owners, but in Cologne, because they both were hairdressers.
Oh, they both were hairdressers?
Yeah, they both were Friseurmeister.
Uh-huh.
Weißt du? Friseurmeister, both of them.
Yeah.
And they had the hairdresser shop next to the dome in Cologne. I know it was just around the corner. And I remember the living room, because the living room was very luxurious. They earned good money. It was Cologne. They were famous. They were good hairdressers. And that's the first memory I have. I forgot about it.
Okay.
First memory was the flat in Cologne over the shop. Because I remember I got my hair cut in the shop, too. I don't remember the shop. Just the very, very, very luxurious living room.
Nice.
There. And afterwards, they bought... It wasn't a proper house, what they bought in Hirschfeld. It was... a hay drying thing. It was a true story, but all open, and it was from, it belonged to a farmer, I think, and it was for hay drying.
Okay.
Not for living.
Okay.
And there was never a proper allowance to live there. This is very strict in Germany.
Yeah.
I have the same problem with another area we bought. We weren't allowed to live there, although there was a house belonging to the army before. We bought it and we thought we could live there and we weren't allowed. This is very strict. And this is the problem why Dutta lost all her money. But I tell you about this, I tell you later. Okay, so they started building a house out of this Trockenboden war das.
Like a barn, a hay barn.
No, it was completely open. There were no walls. It was for drying, just for drying the hay. That's what my mother told me.
Okay, well, I don't know the right English word either, but I'm sure I'll find out.
Yeah, I think hay barn without walls, something. For drying, the farmer put the hay in, loose, not in
bales.
Fallen.
Yep.
In hay stacks, they just put the hay in there to dry it in summer.
Yeah, and then you turn it over and over. And
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And they turned it into a house.
Okay.
And never got a real allowance for it. It was...
like a permit, no permit to live there.
Yeah, nobody said anything. No, it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the community, for the mayor, or I don't know, for the state.
Yeah.
They used the whole first story, they used only for the dogs. There was nothing. And I must tell you, Dutta didn't like visitors, even not the family. The problems with Dutta were always she didn't want visitors. She always said, we have no time. We never could visit her properly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you couldn't even sit down. You were standing and she was talking to you and then she said, no, I have to work to do. I have to comb the dogs. I have to wash them, feed them. I don't know. I think no one has ever been up there except me or maybe my grandma. But even my mother wasn't ever allowed to go upstairs.
Yeah.
You know how breeders are. Most of the breeders are very strange people. One interesting story, she went to London very often with my mother,
mm-hmm.
sometimes with my mother 3 or 4 times, and they smuggled Yorkshire Terriers underneath the seats of the Porsche. because the regulations were so strict, you had to have, 6 weeks of...
quarantine, all that.
Yeah, quarantine. Yeah, and they smuggled the dogs underneath the seats. They brushed up the two with makeup and hair and stuff, but the men and the officers were only looking at the two good-looking women and the new, brand-new white Porsche, but nobody looked underneath the seats.
Sweet.
So they smuggled.
So
all the
did
dogs
you...
my mother had were smuggled.
Your mother had Yorkies too, I see. Yeah,
14. She was a breeder too.
So, did they speak English then when they went to London?
No. That's what I told you. They were, my mother was working at the army base as a secretary, but even my mother didn't talk any English. Just yes, no, thank you, please. You know, some few words. And Dutta, same thing.
Yeah, so...
The woman who pretended to have talked to her every week must be a liar, because Dutta's English wasn't enough for sentences, for any understanding. She was in hospital the last few months. She was in hospital so very often. The woman, she couldn't... Nobody knew she was in hospital. The only person who knew she was in hospital was me, and I tried to... I gave her the mobile phone to be able to talk to her.
Yeah.
Couldn't have talked to her, because Dutta was more in hospital than at home.
I see.
And she even had no money to pay the phone bill.
Yeah. So they both quit being the hairdressers?
Well, they said to the whole family. Once we've made the first million in Denmark, we stop working and we sell the shop. And that's what they did.
Wow. So they did really good money with that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they moved to Hirschfeld.
A million was a lot of money.
They built that house with the dogs, and they were breeding the dogs and showing the dogs. Yeah. And then that went on for what? For 20 years or 30 years? Mm-hmm. And then...
Let me think. In 82, I think I told my mother she had those three-colored dogs. She was very surprised. I think it was... Can it be 82?
Well, the story told online is that in 84, the first one was born, I believe.
Okay, so probably it was 84. I don't remember exactly. But it might have been 84.
Uh-huh. So what do you know about those dogs? Because usually in the old days, if there was an off-color dog born, it was a bad thing. How did it happen that it was a good thing? Do you know anything about that?
Only that she wasn't the person to kill a dog because it was looking different than the others.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think at that time she was very famous already, and she was a busy woman, and she was a good money. I mean, at that time they made a lot of money. I remember she bought a little Deckrüder.
A stud, uh-huh. A stud.
Yeah, he was called Richard, and he cost 14,000 marks.
Oh, wow.
Richard. I think his name was Richard.
From UK.
I think Richard. Maybe another, but I think it was Richard. Or I must ask my brother, but he might remember. No, he's 10 years younger, he might not remember, but he was, he cost 14,000 marks. And he was the tiniest Yorkshire Terrier I've ever seen. He was very, very small, very little. But the three-colored Beaver Yorkshire Terriers, I just remember she called my mother and said, imagine, Anneliese, we have a three-colored puppy.
Mm-hmm. And then... So did Werner actually do work a different job after being a hairdresser?
No.
Because it was said somewhere that he was working for the government or something?
No. Mm-mm.
He was a hairdresser and then he was a dog breeder.
That's it.
And what happened then? How did he get sick?
I think he got cancer.
Yeah.
And, he died at home.
So when he was sick, was she still breeding dogs or did she sell all the dogs?
I think she sold most of them and she stopped breeding. There were some left and I think she had some puppies still, but not many, not 70. Yeah, just a few. When I saw her the last time in her house, I think there were just 4 or 5 left.
What do you think? Who was the actual breeder? Was it more Gertrude doing the dog thing or was it more Werner doing the dog thing?
She did all the washing and all the combing and everything.
Yeah.
And he did the feeding. They really worked together. They had a schedule for every single day, which was tacked in 15 minutes, in quarters of an hour.
Yeah.
They tacked everything.
It's what we have here too.
Together, really.
Yeah.
They were a perfect team. And you should have seen her hands before she died. Mm. The pointing finger was about 1.5 centimeters. If you have look at your right hand and take the pointing finger, and the last piece of it was about 1.5 centimeters to the right, bended. Because of the Schlüppchen, you know, the when you tighten the
hair bows, the bows in the dog's hair.
Yeah, and she did this hundreds of thousands of times, and the fingers bended, and they were fixed. You know, look, I told her, look at your fingers; they look so funny. And she said, "This is from Ich habe doch immer die Schlüpfer gebunden.
Yeah, this yeah. is so amazing. When I see this on the photos, I always think they only did that when for the photo. But you're saying she always no. did that. That's amazing.
Every day, and she was. I have all her combs and all her brushes. Not many of them because they were made of plastic and they are so old. I threw many of them away because they just faded. And I had a whole box of combs and brushes yeah. from her.
But
I have two or three left.
Those are handmade ribbons, bows yeah. from a ribbon. It's not a clip-in bow like they use nowadays.
No, handmade ribbons.
Very
and
awesome.
All the pompons on the side, that's where pompon came from.
Yeah.
All the pompons where the hair was rolled up and with a rubber band fixed. She made it. The dogs were perfect all the time. My mother's dogs looked like toilet brushes because she combed them for the show, but normally she didn't do any. She just took the clips and that's it. Yeah, and brushed them before the show. But Luther's dogs were always in good shape. You could come there every time we came there. Everybody was in good shape. I just remember the paper roll up with a rubber band was called pompon.
Okay, what paper is that?
It was like the...
The wrapping paper to wrap the hair?
It was the yeah, for the hair, and it was like the... You know, when you for school, for the children, you wrap the breakfast in a paper?
Yeah, that...
It was similar to this paper, but it's a bit softer.
Yeah, it's like bakery paper. They use that here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So you're saying the brand of the paper was Pong Pong?
No, we called them pompons.
When they were hanging on the dog?
Because, when they were hanging down, because they looked like pompons. This was, my mother said this looked like pompons.
The little wrapper bundles.
Yeah, because they were swinging like pompons.
That's so cute.
And I always said pompons.
Yeah,
but they said pom-pom-pom.
Yeah, no, I see.
Yeah.
So she sold the house and she got sued and there was no money left. And then what did she do?
You wrote on the internet she lived with her brother. No, she lived with my brother.
I know. It's the nephew.
She came to Wetzlar.
Yeah.
To Wetzlar and lived with my brother. Had an empty flat upstairs, and Duda moved in this empty flat.
Okay.
Yeah. At that time, I asked my brother about the dogs, and he said, "Oh God, I don't remember if she brought dogs or not." I said, "You must know it." And he said, "He must think about it. He doesn't remember." I think she still had Sissy. At last, because Sissy was the last dog she had. Luther was so afraid Sissy, she would die before Sissy. I said, "I take care of Sissy." She said, "No, Sissy is my, she's so fixed on me, she has to die before me."